Okay, we are on Stah Nun Amud Aleph. We are in the new Mishnah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down in the new Mishnah. The new conversation taking place in the Mishnah is no longer about two Yavams or two Yavamas, but rather one and one, one Yavam and one Yavama, but still about what happens if, again, certain things go not the way they are exactly supposed to go in terms of performing Yibam or performing Chalitza. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down the Mishnah. Second word in the line is Ketzad. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad. How does it work? And we mentioned yesterday that Rashi points out in the fourth wide line, Lava Plukta Kai, not on the Machlokas that we've seen until now, between Megamliel and the Chachamim, but now in a Ela Milsaba Ampe Napshi, he has a separate conversation, Va Yabam Echal, Va Yavama Achas Kai, right? This is talking about one Yavam and one Yavama. And the Gemara will continue to explain. So the case is as follows. Ketzad asa maimer biyavam to v'nasan la get. So a man, again, Reuven passed away without any children, his brother Shimon, and his wife is Rachel. Shimon, his brother, goes ahead and has a choice, right? To perform Yibum or Chalitza with Rachel. That's his choice. And what does he do? He does maimer. Maimer is the Dirabanan first step before Yibam, but it's not fully Yibam midiraisa. What does he do? He does maimer biyavamto v'nasam la get, and then he gives her a get. So he didn't fully do Yibam, and then he doesn't do chalitza, right? He gives her a get, but she's not fully married to him yet because she hasn't done full Yibam. So he did like a pseudo, like a halfway possibly, right? Yibam, and then he did again some type of disconnect in terms of a get, but not the appropriate disconnect because, again, they're not married. So what's going on? So what does he need to do in such a case? Tzricha heimenu chalitza. So if he does mimer and then he gives a get, she now needs chalitza from him. Look at Rashi. Tzricha heimenu chalitza v'imratza lichnos lo yichnos. And he can't say, well, I already did mimer and at least I didn't do chalitza yet, so you know, let's get married. Let's try getting married again. No. Why the kaven de hischil begerushin kaima alei below yibana? Once he began the process of gerushin with her, so now shuv lo yibana, right? The halacha is when it comes to you can't marry your chalutza, right? If you do a chalitza with a woman, so then again, once you decided not to marry her, not to build your brother's house, so then shuv lo yibana, you can't do it anymore. So once he began the process by doing giving a get, even though again a get midaraisa does nothing for this relationship, really needs a chalitza, but since we saw that midrabban already, the process of gerushin or giving a get has some impact, so then in this situation, once he began that process, shuv lo yibana, he has no choice, because you could have said, he's done a mimer, he's done a get, so let him choose. He can either do yibam or he can do chalitza, because he didn't do either one all the way. The answer is no. Once he started the process by giving a get, the yibam option is no longer open to him. Next line continues the Mishnah. Asa Mimer v'chalitza. What if he did Mimer and then he did a chalitza? Right? So again, he started the process of... Does someone have a question? No, we're good? Okay. So if he... Asa Mimer, if he did Mimer, so again, he begins the process of Yibam and then he gives a chalitza. And then he does chalitza with her. Tzricha himenu get. He needs a get. She needs a get from him. Right? So here, again, he started the process of Yibam, didn't finish. And then he actually did a full chalitza. But in that, so you might say, so we're finished. Right? He did a chalitza. So what's there to even talk about? So nevertheless, says the Mishnah, in that scenario, he needs a get. She needs a get from him. Why? Look at Rashi. Tzricha himenu get. The chalitza afkasa lizikasa ubay... Ubay get lafkuye kiddushin delay the chalitza lo mifkas kiddushin. Meaning, if he hadn't done the mimer, right, which is like a pseudo kiddushin, then and we're gonna have to get, you know, there are a lot of questions here still, but we could, you know, we'll explain in the Mishnah, but in the Gemara. But if the point being a chalitza, what does that remove? Right, chalitza ends a zika leibum, but mimer, which is like a kiddushin, right, made them already sort of married. Meaning, for example, if he never would have done a chalitza, and he did mimer and then yibum, what happens after the yibum? if you want to end a relationship after Yibam, you need a get at that point, right? Because they're married. So the fact that he began the process by doing Maimar, at least Midirabanan, so the Chalitza gets rid of the Zika Liyibam, right? But it doesn't get rid of the Kiddushin process, which he started by doing Maimar. So in which case, now he needs also, the Chalitza is not enough, because he started with Maimar, he needs to actually give her a get too. Even though he already gave her Chalitza. Fine. Okay. Next. Asa Maimar Ubal. What if he did Maimar and then they had Tashmish and then they were intimate together? That's the actual process that's supposed to happen, right? You do Maimar and then they actually have Tashmish. So that's regular Yibum, says the Mishnah. Harezuki mitzvasa. Yashikoyach did the right thing. Finally, they did it just what was supposed to happen, right? And that's fine. It says Rashi, Mefarad Fi Gemara, Afzuki mitzvasa. Right? The Gemara doesn't explain, that works. We'll explain what that means. Nasan get va'asa Maimar. What happens if he gives a get? Nasan get. He gave it back in the Mishnah. Nasan get. So he gave a get. Va'asa Maimar. So first he gives a get, again, which is only Midrabanan doing anything, but Midaraisa, he hasn't done what he needs to do, which is either Chalitz or Yibam. And then, after giving the get, he does Maimar. So what happens? Tzricha get v'chalitza. She needs now a get for the process of Maimar, for the process of Kiddushin which started, and she also needs a Chalitza because the Zikali Yibam, Midaraisa, was never removed. So you're going to need both in that case. Look at Rashi. Nasan get for us a maimer. Says Rashi, but osi yavama, the same woman atzma. I feel Rabbi Gamliel moda. I mean, this is all these opinions are according to everybody. Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Even Rabbi Gamliel agrees a yesh maimer achar aget, right? That after he gives a get, that the maimer, because we saw it ain't get achar get, right? But he would agree in this case that the maimer works after the get. The misbekalei e get dachi e lo, right? He himself, even Rabbi Gamliel, wasn't sure if a get by itself has the power to totally end that relationship. V'dilma get lo dachi. Maybe the get didn't have that impact. V'ahani maimer yivamin ba. Right. Maybe the maimer actually had an impact. V'kosh again the rabbanan. Certainly for the chachamim, the amre get doche excess. Certainly, from the chachamim who have told us already, they believe that the get has some impact. Umishayer excess, but it also leaves over some relationship. Ahani maimer lemikne shiura the get. The mimer goes ahead and it sort of allows whatever's left over from the get, because they still sort of have a relationship, so that mimer grabs onto that and makes some impact there. V'tzarech get l'mamara, now he needs a get for the mimer that he did. V'chalitza l'zika, so he needs a chalitza for the zika left. V'yevume lo, but again, he still can't do yibam at this stage. Why? Did we get kama kaima ale below yibana? Same thing. Once you start the process of removing her from your relationship with her, now shuv lo yibana yibum is no longer an option. Okay. Okay. Next case. Yeah, we're good so far. Yes. Okay. This isn't as bad as five brothers and four sisters, and you know, so it's still we can this. If this is how we started, it would have been hard. Now we, you know, this is easy, right? And it's not easy, I know. But okay. Nasan get va'asa maimer. If he gave a get, sorry, we did the case already. We did that one. Next case. Nasan get ubal. Okay, he gives a get, and then he goes ahead and has tashmish with her. Tzirich aget v'chalitza. So now you need both a get and you need chalitza, right? So again, he gave a get, which has a partial impact. Rashi says, nasan get ubal, says Rashi, asr l'kaima, you can't stay, he can't stay with her, right? Why? Dekamaleh b'lo yibana. Again, same thing. Once he gave a get, so he said, oh, he's not like a regular woman. No, he's not like a regular, she's not like a regular woman. Once she's, you know, again, she had a zika, now it was canceled, they can't be married. So she needs a get for the biya, and she needs a chalitza for the zika, because he still didn't do chalitza, even though he gave a get. So that's why, again, even in such a case, she needs a get and a chalitza in that case. Rashi points out that's interesting, because you might have argued that that there's no, maybe that, you know, kiddushin really tofes, does it work? Right? I mean, he did something usher. But is there actually any relationship here? The fact that he was Baal, he's not allowed to be Baal. So is there Kiddushin? Is Machlokas really Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham, and you know, whether Kiddushin actually is activated in such a scenario? But fine. Okay. Nasan get, next case. Nasan get v'chalatz. Here he gave a get, and the chalitza, ein acha chalitza klum. Then it's true. Then he doesn't do anything else. And then he's done. Because again, he could have just done the chalitza. That would have been enough. He gives a get as a chalitza, so then that's going to be enough. Right, look at Rashi, because the question you could ask is, what's the chiddush? That's obvious, right? If you give a chalitza, you're done. We know that. We know that from the beginning of the Masechta. So look at the first white line of Rashi. Ein ala acha chalitza klum, says Rashi, va'af agav the chalitza psulahi. Even though the chalitza is not really good chalitza, di hava ba'al yivume lo matzi, because he can't actually do yibum, right? Meaning, this is the question that has come up in the past. Right? Once yibum becomes impossible, so does chalitza really work, right? We've had this question before. So here, since he started the process by giving a get, maybe the chalitza doesn't have the same impact because their relationship has been already impacted. But no, nevertheless, we say, nevertheless, it works, right? Because if he would go ahead and now he'd be mekadesh her again with maimer or bia, he wouldn't need a get because Rabbi Kiva holds that kedushin doesn't work. But the bottom line is that chalitza is enough, even though he went ahead and did something he shouldn't have done, which was by giving the get first. Nevertheless, once the chalitza takes place, the chalitza is valid. Fine. Next case. Chalat ve'asa maimer. Right, he goes ahead, he does chalitza, and then he does maimer. Nasan get ubal, or a case where he gives a get and then they have tashmish. Obal ve'asa maimer, or a situation where they have tashmish and then afterwards he does maimer. Nasan get ve'chalatz, or a case where he gives a get and then he does chalitza. Right, that's the case we already saw, so we'll see why he repeated it again. Ein acha chalitza klum. Then after the chalitza, everything's fine. So the point is, again, he did a chalitza and then did a mimer. So you might say, okay, so now we have to do something else because of the mimer. The answer is no. Since the chalitza was done, the mimer is a zero. Right? It's like ki'ilu, like if someone says to their sister, harayat mikudeshesli, it doesn't matter. You can say I've been kedushed 100 times to your sister. It doesn't have any impact. There's nothing that happens, right? Because kedushin is not toface by a person's sister. So same thing. If he did a chalitza, and that was it. He did a chalitza, according to the halacha. So the fact that he goes ahead and does a mimer afterwards doesn't make a difference. And then the other case of nasan get ubal obal the nas the asa mimer. Again, he gives a get and then they have tashmish. Or they have tashmish and then he gives mimer, and then the case or a case of nas and get v'chalatz. Then in those cases, there's nothing after the chalitza. But there's one case there that we need to talk about here, because chalatz v'asa mimer we understand, nas and get ubal. One case that I'm like pausing on here is where the case of nasan get ubal, right? I guess it's because again the nasan get in that case he hasn't ended the relationship by giving a get in that case, right? It's different than if he gave mimer, if he did chalitza and then ball, it's clear that nothing happens here, right? But here he just gave a get, he didn't do chalitza first. Right, the setup, right, the structure of the mission is a little funny. I didn't notice it before. Let's see here. Chalatz v'asa maimer.
It says in achar chalitza klum, but what about after the ball?
Right, because that was nasan get ubal, right?
It seems too plain to both. It's missing for the second one. The addition after the ball.
Right, what does the chalitza have to do with that? The Gemara doesn't explain it more. The note in the article points it out, and the Gemara doesn't explain it more. So let's leave that as a question. Keep it on your radar. That's Akasha, because it's a good question. How's the Enoch HaChalitza Kulim reference that case? We'll have to see. But the point is, in the other cases, all these other cases have Chalitza, and then something happened. The point is, in all those cases, after there's nothing to do with after the Chalitza. The question of what happens, Nas and Get, the case of Nas and Get Ubal, we're going to have to see how that plays out, because there is no Chalitza in that scenario. Fine. But let's. But the Gemara and Daphne and Gimel apparently will address that case, so we'll explain it when we get there. Next, turn the page. Okay. Continue with the Mishnah. This is a long one, I told you, right? Okay, Achas continues the Mishnah. Achas Yevamal. Achas Liyavam Echad. Va'achas Shte Yevamos Liyavam Echad. Right? And it doesn't matter, right? Look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Shavin, Kamosha Manu Shiesh Achar Get Rishon, O Achar Maimar Rishon Klum. Right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many Yevamas you have and how many Yavams you have. If it's one Yavama to one Yavam, or that's one or two Yavamos, two women to the same one man, it doesn't matter after Shavin Kamosha Manashiesh Achar Get Rishon O Achar Maimar Rishon Klum. It doesn't matter. Vein Achar Bia Shibitrila O Achar Chalitza Klum. Right, and again, once they've done a Bia or done a Chalitza with one of them, the other one is off the hook. Right, so that's not going to make a difference. Fine. So Gemara now asks, Ketzad. And what does it mean, Ketzad? Rashi says, B'shtei Yevamos L'yavam Echad. Right, so we're going to now ask the question, but wait a second, how exactly does that work? How exactly do you have a scenario when you have the two Yevamos and Yavam Echad? Again, because now in this case, as we always talk about, right, the Zika, if you have, Reuven passed away, he had two wives who are not sisters, Rachel and Leah, and he passes away. Now Shimon has to do something with Rachel or Leah, right? One or the other. As long as he does Chalitza with or Yibam with one or the other, the Zika to the other person, to the other woman is ended, right? So a lot of these questions of what he does with one, how does it impact the other, right, will come up now in these cases. So let's go one case at a time. Also Maimer Bezu, Umaimer Bezu. So he does Maimer with one of them, and then he does mimer with the other. So what happens? So as we know, the mimer is only partial, right? So it's not going to totally end the Zika with one, and in which case it won't totally end the Zika with the other. So what happens in that case? Tzrichos shnei gitin v'chalitza. Right? So now they're going to need, each one's going to need a get, and each one's going to need, and one of them is going to need chalitza. Right? Look at Rashi. Tzrichos shnei gitin kirabanan. Yesh mimer achar mimer, right? One mimer after the other can happen still. That's what the Rabban had said originally. V'yibume lo, right? And they still can't do yibum. Behechi del avid, because how are you going to do that? Il yibume le tarvayu, you do yibum with both. Havlu shnei batim, you can't do that, right? You don't do yibum with two of them. V'yilachada, and if he's going to do yibum with one, ho v'chaverta bei agida havale bonus shnei batim. But he can't do that either, because he did mimer with both. Since he did mimer with both, and the mimer was partially effective for both of them, he does yibum with one, now he's already in the process of yibum with two women. So once he did yibum mimer with two of them, now he's stuck, he has to end his relationship with both. Right? The chalitza la'achas mihan opatera sarasa, right? So he needs to do a get with each of them to end the mimer process, because the mimer process is like a kiddushin process, and then he needs a chalitza only with one of them, because again, once you have a full chalitza, you've totally ended the zika with one, that ends the zika with the other. Fine. Fine. So again, a case was case at asa mimer bezu mimer bezu tzricho shnei gitin v'chalitza. Okay, great. Next case, mimer bezu v'get lezu. Right, what if he went ahead and he thought he's going to be super machmir, right? I'll do a marriage with one and a divorce with the other, right? So mimer bezu, he does mimer with one of the women and gives a get to the other one. So what happens? Tzricha get v'chalitza. So then he needs a get and he needs chalitza. Why? What are we talking about? Says Rashi, mimer lezu v'get lezu, pasul get shalachrona. Right? If he does mimer with one and then a get for the other, so pasul get shalachrona, Es harishona, the kim le below yibane, right? So the get of the second one now impacts the first, right? So he did mimer with one, And then he should do nothing. He should do even with her. Right? Instead, he gives a get to the second woman. And when he does that, it actually impacts woman number one. Why? Because now we have the rule that once you said you're going to do nothing, you're doing a chalitza, right? If you're going to do chalitza with one of them, what's going to happen? You can't do yibum with either of them, right? So the fact that he went and he started Maimar to do yibum, and now he gave get to the second woman, you would think, well, so what? Who cares? He can continue doing yibum with the first one. The answer is no. Once he starts the chalitza process by giving a get to woman number two, now he has to backtrack and stop, and he can no longer do yibum with woman number one. Which we have get la mamaro. Now he needs a get for that case. Also, the chalitza lezika. So he needs a get for the maimer and a chalitza for the zika. The chalitza lo mifkas kiddushin, because the chalitza doesn't end the maimer process. The get lo mifkas zika, and the get doesn't end the zika. So in that situation, again, maimer bezu, the get lezu, tzricha get the chalitza. He's in need a get for the woman with whom he did maimer, and a chalitza for the other woman with whom he did. A chalitza for the woman with whom he did that he gave a get. Fine. It's a little counterintuitive, but when you think about it, it actually makes a lot of sense. Okay, mimer bezu ubal etzu. Okay, he does mimer with one woman, and then he goes ahead and has tashmish with the other woman. So now what happens? Again, he can't be married to both. That's not that he can't do. Right. So what does he do? Tzrichos beis gittin v'chalitza. Now he needs two gittin and he needs a chalitza. Okay, why in that case does he need that whole process? It says Rashi, Maimer lezu, ubal etzu, asur lekayma. Right, once he, again, he did Maimer with one, but now he has tashrish with the second woman. At that point, he can't remain married to the woman he had tashrish with, or either of them. Why? Tehov v'kamaisa agida bay. Since the first woman's already connected to him, havalahu shnei batim, right? That's like, again, like doing even with both, which he can't do. Utricho shnei gitin, and now he needs two getting at the same time. Or two getting at least. Zu get le mamaro, vizu get le biyaso. Right, one for the mimer and one for the bia. V'chalitza la'acha, and he still needs a chalitza from one of them. Ubotera saras, and that's going to end the connection for both. Right, so you might ask, why can't he just give a get to the woman that he did they had bia with, right? If he had bia with one woman, that was a full yibum. The other woman should be off the hook. So he's a vav, but get lechude lo nafka. You can't just give a get to one of them. Why? Lo nafka balas bia, hol de bia psulihi, right? You can't just give a get to the woman you had tashmish with because that bia was wrong. Because when they had bia, he had already had maimer with the other woman. So the bia didn't actually affect a yibum, okay? So meaning he did maimer with one woman, then he did bia with the other. Once he did bia with the other, with the second woman, his original maimer is off the rails. He needs a get for that. When he did the bia with the second woman, that also didn't do anything. That wasn't a yibum because he wasn't allowed to do it. Again, midra abanan really, but he wasn't allowed to do that yibum. So therefore, because of that, he needs a get for the woman he did the mimer with, right? He needs a get for the woman he did the mimer with, and he needs a get for the woman that he had tashmish with, because again, that wasn't a yibum type of tashmish, I guess, right? And he still needs a chalitza, because no yibum or chalitza actually took place. So it's a little bit of a wild case, but he needs to do three things. He needs a get for each woman and a chalitza at the same time, to make sure that he's covered all his bases. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Rich Jim tomorrow will get to the rest of the mission and start tomorrow. Okay, have a great day.